So nice. Give it up for Ronnie Bauman on the big fiddle there. Ronnie arranges the set list here, so he kind of has his pulse on the audience. Knows what, exactly what they want to hear next.
The blame's on me.
So he probably knew exactly what song we should do next, right? Yeah. The story of this song is on our is on our live CD, which you're going to have to buy at night. But all right, I'll give you the short version. I was in a bread truck touring the country, handing out leaflets about the gospel, right? Looking for people I could convert. This is a long time ago now. And we're driving up on 95, and there's a sign that says peaches, $1.95 a bushel. I don't know what it was back then. It seemed like a good deal to me, so we pulled off. There's two of us in the van there. Got our peaches and heading back on the 95, and there was a girl standing out there with a banjo on the back and her thumb out, and I said, well, why not? We could convert her as well. It turns out that she converted me. But anyway, we got back to the commune there, and about a week passed by, and she didn't look like she was going to leave. She was going to stay around. She said, you know, I feel really, really uncomfortable. Without leveling, I got to be totally honest with you, and so we need to talk. And so we sat down, and she said, you know, I just wonder what Jesus would think of all this. And I said, well, come on, get out with it, talk. And she said, well, I don't wear underwear. Yeah. So I said, well, she says, I'm just worried that's what Jesus might think of this. And I said, well, I'll look it up. And so I got out all my Bible concordances and my Bible dictionaries, and I couldn't find anything. So I told her she was good to go. Well, anyway, many years ago, I was still thinking about that, I was thinking about how great her banjo playing was. I was on vacation one year, and I decided, you know, I'm not going home unless I write a song about Banjo Jenny. So here you go, a song called Banjo Jenny.